Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So if you're a nursing mom who works or even just wants to sleep through the night once in a while, but you only feed your baby breast milk, you're probably familiar with the expensive and cumbersome machine known as the breast pump. For the uninitiated, a mother hooks herself up to this machine and it extracts milk so that her baby can have breast milk when she's not there. Sounds simple enough, but it turns out breast pumps are almost universally reviled. So a bunch of parents, engineers, and healthcare professionals plan to gather at MIT this weekend for a hackathon where they will attempt to build a better breast pump that, to use their blunt words, doesn't suck. So listeners, moms, dads, anyone who has had to subject yourself to a breast pump or somebody using a breast pump, we're going to do our small part right now to contribute to this hackathon with our own Live on the Radio mini hackathon right now. Give us a call with your ideas, if you have any, on how to improve the breast pump. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Pumping moms, since you probably spent hours tethered to this machine, has your mind already wandered to how this contraption can be improved? If so, give us a call with your ideas. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. With me to take some of your calls and perhaps get some tips ahead of this weekend's hackathon is Catherine D'Ignazio, a research assistant at the MIT Media Lab, their Center for Civic Media. She'll be a hackathon participant. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
And while some of our listeners' calls come in, we figured this might be a good time to also speak to the Brian Lehrer Show executive producer, Megan Ryan, who is currently at home on maternity leave with her new baby. Hi, Meg. We miss you.
Hi, Brian. Miss you, too.
How's it going?
It's going really well, and he's asleep right now, so hopefully I could talk for a minute or two before we're disturbed, or otherwise I'll introduce him to the listeners.
Right. Perfectly timed. All moms wish they could have their baby's nap on cue when they have to do a little bit of work on a deadline. So give us the executive producer's report from the front lines. Can you describe your breast pump for us and tell us how bad is it?
Sure. Well, you know, you dealt with some pretty serious issues facing women today on the show. So I can't say that this is necessarily the worst problem in the world, but I laid my stuff out to describe it to you, and I have about 10 bits of plastic that are part of my pump, and then another about 10 bits of plastic that are part of storing the milk and making sure I can actually use it down the line. So we're talking about 20 pieces of plastic that all have to be sterilized, laid out to dry, packed up for work, carried to work, and if you forgot one of these pieces, you know you're out of business for the day. And that's before you get to the real device itself, which is actually not so bad. I have a Medela Freestyle pump, which is not kind of a simple little hand pump, but it's also not a hospital-grade giant piece of machinery. It's sort of the going thing, I think, for working moms, particularly in New York City. And this runs you about $300, so it's a luxury product to begin with. And that's it. So these little pieces, about four or five of them, all clip together, and they have to be just so and perfect, and they kind of create a pump that attaches to a bottle so that you pump your milk, and then you store it in the bottle, and then you move it to a bag and all of this kind of stuff. And then, I mean, I think the biggest thing that probably comes up for a lot of people is the noise that this thing makes. So can I go ahead and play it for you?
Yeah, we're all about audio here. Can we hear Megan Ryan's breast pump? Give a listen.
There you go.
Can you hear that sound? Is that familiar to a lot of people out there? So that's the sound.
It's really kind of wild.
And, you know, I would say, this is a problem. For me, I have a lot going for me. I have a supportive environment at home, at work. I can do this. This is going to work out for me.
That could make the conference call to the rest of the board of directors a little bit difficult.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, women have all different kinds of workplaces, and they're trying to meet this recommendation to feed their baby breast milk. I think it's for a year now is the recommendation. So in order to really do that, I think, you know, a better piece of equipment could probably help a lot of women.
Report from the front lines from our executive producer, Megan Ryan, live from maternity leave. Good luck out there, Meg. Remember, you don't have to listen to the show for another few months.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Well, Catherine D'Ignazio, our own executive producer, unsurprisingly, reporting in great detail. So I picked up two main issues from that. One, obviously, the noise. And the other one, how many moving parts there are. Are these two of the main things you're going to be looking at the hackathon this weekend?
Absolutely. So they're two among many. But, yeah, those are some of the most common concerns, is the noise, which just for you know, if you know anything about the mechanics of breast milk, you know that the mother has to be relaxed in order to have the milk flow, and having hard plastic attached to your body in the place of a baby, and then the noise of the kind of, like farm animal machinery or something like that going are some things that sort of prevent that. Those are definitely some of the big things. Other things, so we have been collecting a lot of information and really creative ideas from pumping mothers. And other things that people mention are power supply. So often, this whole issue of the experience of pumping and where that happens. So there's not always an adequate space. So often you might need to plug in a pump. Well, if you're pumping, say, in a bathroom or something like that, no bathroom has an outlet. So often lactation consultants recommend to bring like a 50-foot extension cord with you, which I just find kind of hilarious for sitting around a 50-foot extension cord with you. So the idea of cleaning, the better spaces for pumping where you're not in closets and bathrooms, more discreet pumping. So a lot of people that wrote in for us that they would like to be able to wear something under their clothes, and actually are a couple pumps on the market that do have options for that as well. And then a lot of people have written in about being able to lean back. So one of the kind of design problems right now is that to pump effectively and for the milk to flow down into the bottle, you actually have to pitch yourself forward, which, again, if you're trying to be relaxed and think about your baby and produce the most milk you can because you're a dedicated, committed mother to your breastfeeding or your breast milk relationship, then, you know, you're trying to get into that zone, but if you're pitched forward, that's really difficult. So people have talked about being able to lay back or lay down. So those are just a couple of the things, not to then even go into the more expansive sort of social issues around sort of social and cultural norms around breast milk, the idea that it still varies, although it's we have the requirement from the APA for a year of breastfeeding and then for even 2 years from the World Health Organization. There's so many things that stand in the way of mothers to actually do that these days.
Fascinating. And, of course, you point out a good or an important fundamental paradox. You know, it's like when you need to pump, produce on demand, produce now, first instruction, relax. So let's see if we can give you a little head start on the hackathon here. Our lines are full. We have all 10 lines lit up with people. Some of them are actually producing some hack suggestions here to improve the breast pump. So let's talk first to Sarah in Manhattan. Sarah, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks so much for hosting this hackathon. We are so excited. This has been a long time coming.
What you got?
As far as I have been nursing my baby exclusively. My baby is now 8 months old, and at times we had trouble breastfeeding. So at times I've been pumping pretty much since day one, up to 10 times a day. So there's a constant battle in my household about who's washing pump parts. Like if the pump parts were disposable, that would be. I mean, as much as that's not environmentally friendly as we may want, sometimes you just need that disposability of the pump parts because it's just too much to wash. And the second thing is that the milk, when you pull the flanges off, the milk pours toward you. Like, it's very hard to capture all of the milk into the flange. And especially, like, with specific Nadella models, like, if you tilt them too forward, the milk actually pours out of the bottle, and it's just a nightmare.
So the angle of that, those are some really concrete, very specific suggestions. I hope you're taking notes up there in Boston, Catherine. Let me go right to Kelly in New Brunswick. Kelly, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. I'm a first-time caller, but I have to say you finally found something I'm really, really passionate about. So I want to go in a different direction than what I told the screener initially, because I hear that you've covered a lot of what I wanted to say already. I was fortunate to find a great breast pump that had a lithium ion rechargeable battery. So I didn't encounter problems with power supplies. It lasted for 8 or 10 hours, and then it just needed to be recharged. And it was great. I used the pump on the New Jersey Turnpike on my way home from work at night. But I'm going to go a little bit in the opposite direction of the prior caller and say that I think environmental concerns are really important, particularly for me. So I only pumped into glass bottles, which created a little bit of a particular interest for me, I guess, trying to get the existing pumps to adapt. And I know a lot of moms who feel that way. They don't want their breast milk coming into contact with any more plastic than it has to. So it would be great if we could find some more breast pump-friendly ways to accommodate glass bottles. And then the other thing I think would be really important is to make sure the breast pumps last, have a longer shelf life than one baby. The pump I used was usable for multiple women, so you can actually give it to someone when you're done. And the company also makes a recycling program. So when you're absolutely finished with the breast pump, you can turn it in, and they will harvest it for parts.
Great idea. How many, I wonder, are sitting around in people's homes after they're done having kids, and they could be getting shared around? Let me go right to Adrian in Morris County. You're on WNYC. Adrian, hi.
Hello.
You have something to contribute to the hackathon?
Yes, sorry. Yes, I'm in Manhattan. Adrian from Manhattan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, this is not about the pump itself, but one of the problems that I had was carrying my pump every day, which I think is a big problem for a lot of women in the city, that you have to carry your pump, your cooler, all your parts, and you wind up, you know, carrying 5 or 6 bags with you every single day, which is a terrible situation. So I set out to, I actually created a bag that fits your breast pump, and actually things that you need to carry for work, like your laptop, you know, files, your cooler.
Did you make that already, you're saying?
Yes, it exists. It's called the Nurse Purse.
Are you selling it?
I'm selling them, yeah.
Adrian, nurse creator of the Nurse Purse. Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. And, Catherine, you know, it's like I've already got two technological analogies here. One is, if they can make a silent car in the Prius, why can't they make a quiet breast pump? And the other is, if they can make a fold-up bicycle, one of my producers brings a fold-up bicycle, rides down and, you know, sometimes carries it on the subway. If they can make a fold-up bicycle, why can't they make a compact breast pump?
Exactly. And, I mean, that's basically one of our main points in hosting the hackathon is we're at the MIT Media Lab, which is the center of innovation. There's all these talented engineers and designers here. We are in a position to be able to make innovation happen for something that should have been innovated on a really long time ago.
Sharon in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. And this subject is clearly very close to my heart. I nursed 3 babies. My youngest one is now 8, so I haven't nursed in quite some time. But I had quite a bit of experience with those breast pumps. So I actually had 2 breast pumps, one for home and one for work, because of the issue that one of the callers before me mentioned. It was just so unwieldy. So I was very fortunate to be able to purchase 2 breast pumps, one that I kept at work. But my big issue is just the way the plastic is on those funnels. It's so uncomfortable. It's so different from the way a baby feels. If they could just make it more like a, you know, like a soft little head, it would really, I think, make a huge difference. That would be a big thing. And then also the backwash into the tubing was really disgusting. You know, sometimes there would be a little bit of milk that would spit back into the tubing, and then you would grow all sorts of science experiments in that tubing.
Sharon, thank you very much. Again, very specific critiques and suggestions. Ken in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ken.
Hi. My youngest is 18, so I'm not sure how relevant this is, but the old breast pumps that my wife used to use had what looked like the aerator pump for your fish tank to make the bubbles. And when it broke, we were in a little bit of a jam because it was at night and she needed the pump for the next day. And I was auto mechanic at the time, and I went down to my toolbox and took out a hand vacuum pump that you would use to repair cars. And she was mortified at the time, thinking like at the time Home Improvement was the big show with Tim Allen. He, you know, hodgepodge something, and she's like, "What is this? Some kind of?" I said, "No, just." I said she was afraid about dirt. I explained that it really just creates a suction, and that's what. So nothing's actually going to touch the
melt. Did it work?
Needless to say, she loved it because it was a hand pump, and she could do it more rhythmically, like a baby nursing, than rather than having the one that plugged in.
How long did it take?
As long as the other one, it just creates a vacuum just like the other pump,
right.
And it did no worse, no better. But the thing was, she would, instead of being constantly on, she could pump for two pumps and wait two pumps and then pump for two pumps.
More manual control. Ken, I'm going to leave it there because our time is running out, and I want to get one more hack on here. Ronnie, or is it Rainey in Brooklyn?
It's Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, I have a four-month-old baby who I'm breastfeeding. I'm also pumping at work, and I've heard there's this one breast pump called the Hygieia breast pump that you can actually record your baby's cry or gurgle and coo, and that can actually help your milk production. And even better, I thought maybe if you could, like, personalize it, like, if the pump had your baby's picture, or you could, like, change, like, a slideshow that maybe even helped your milk production even more.
Ronnie, thank you very much. And here's one, as we're going to run out of time in a minute, that Rosa posted on our comments page. It says that this is so low-tech and elegant. It says, imagine an exercise bra, nothing mechanical and no machine noises, charged in advance, matched to the natural body clock. That would be awesome. So Catherine Dignazio, research assistant at the MIT Media Lab, their Center for Civic Media, will be participating in the hackathon to improve the breast pump this weekend. Take our last 30 seconds and tell us if there's any way that listeners can still participate. Are you going to be streaming anything live, or do you have an adjunct website or anything like that?
Yeah, we will. We'll have a hashtag on Twitter, which is MLPump. And they can go to our website, breastpump.media.mit.edu, and from there you'll see a place to click and submit more ideas. So one of the things that we're really trying to do is to listen to people who have this emotionally charged relationship.
And if
these
last few minutes have been any indication, you're going to have no shortage of fun and ideas this weekend.
We have hundreds, and we are taking note of all of them, and we're printing out all of them for the hackathon to have them around for the engineers and designers.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for doing this. So many women are obviously so excited about it. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.